And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. But to be honest with you, Mike Harrison, he beat me to the punch. He did. He beat me to the punch because I heard his show where he was talking about Eric. Heard this show. I want you to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, well, everything that you need from Lifestyles Unlimited is available to you there. But where I want you to go is to the radio tab. I want you to click on that radio tab, and I want you to listen to Mike Harrison making his argument against a gentleman by the name of Eric, who was making an argument that passive income is a myth. This guy, Eric, he's like a 30-something-year-old. He's a financial planner. He's been doing it, I don't know, for 13 years. And I guess he's okay at it. He's working his segment of the market. But he published an article that said passive income is a myth. And I'll tell you, I got wind of that. And I texted Mike Harrison, and Mike Harrison, I guess he was living the dream. He was on vacation. He was living the lifestyle. He got that text, and I guess it kind of sent him through the ceiling. So he did a show talking about why Eric is wrong and Lifestyles Unlimited is correct. So as a result of that, Mike stole my thunder for today's show. I'm not going to talk about the same thing that Mike already talked about. Besides, Mike did a great job of breaking down the entire argument and just basically destroying Eric's argument. I mean, that's kind of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. That's what we do at the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network, which this show is a part of. We talk about things no one else wants to talk about. And there's reasons for it. One of the reasons they don't talk about it is they don't know about it. They have not educated themselves to correctly understand how to invest in real estate, and not just any kind of real estate. I mean, there's a lot of different types of real estate out there. We focus on specifically residential income producing properties. So when you break real estate down to that sub-segment, what you get: single family houses, which includes duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, and you get multifamily apartment communities. That's anything that's five units up to as many as you can put in that multifamily community. Residential income producing properties are the asset class that will continue to perform well in this inflationary time. You heard me correctly. When you know how to invest correctly, you will do better in inflationary times than you will do in any other asset class you're invested in. You didn't know that, did you? That's because the people that are advising you, either they don't want you to know that or they don't know it. So let's break that down. Who's advising you? Well, you probably have a financial planner. And financial planners are nice people. They really are. I know a lot of people that are financial planners. I actually know a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members that are recovering financial planners, because once they learned about what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, they went, oh my goodness, I'm following the wrong path. Guys like Kirby. I've had Kirby on the show. Kirby's like 38 years of age, happily married. He has a beautiful, flourishing business. He buys, he renovates, he operates multifamily assets, and he gives people like me the opportunity to invest with him, and we make great money. Kirby is making great money right now. And you're saying, well, wait a minute, dude, I'm reading the news, and everything in the news is telling you that the real estate market will take a dive. Yeah, I mean, you're seeing what's happening with the stock market. It's taking a dive. So you're convinced that the real estate markets will take a dive also. That's not true. I'm serious. That's not true. Here's what you don't know. When it comes to real estate, it's very specifically the real estate that we invest in. When we buy that real estate, we lock in our future earnings. We do. We lock in our future earnings Because when we look at the asset, we figure out what the asset can do for us. If it has the potential to do for us what we want it to do, we will take on that asset. We'll buy that asset. And then we'll go to work putting that asset back into a position within the economy so that the units within that asset compete very well against units that don't compete as well with us. And as a result of that, we get the greatest people to rent our units to. And we can be very, very selective on who goes into our units because we control the process. Now, we are fair and equitable. That means I treat everybody the same. Everybody. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what your sex is. I don't care how you identify. I don't care about any of that stuff. Color, race, creed, age. I don't care about any of that stuff. You know what I care about? Your ability to perform. Yeah, you heard me correctly. The potential resident's ability to perform. And here's what I expect. When we go into this business agreement, when you've decided that this unit is the place that you're going to live for the next year, this is going to give you everything you're looking for. The rent price meets your expenditure amount, which you can afford to pay. You've made it through my screening process, and now you're going to be a resident in my property. What you need to do is two things. There's really only two things I really expect of you. Number one, you make your rent payment on time every month. Rent is due on the first. Therefore, have your rent payment in on the first. It's pretty simple. I know a lot of you are very familiar with the Houston market. I know this for a fact. Now, some of you actually live in Houston. Some of you have lived in Houston and you've moved away. But Houston is an excellent location for real estate investing. You didn't know that, did you? Since, you know, we're getting into summer now, it's kind of hot in Houston. And you guys get the effects of humidity because you're close to the water. You've built an entire city in that location. And that particular city is poised to do some amazing things for you if you understand what's going on. So why don't we just get into it? Why don't I just tell you what we're seeing from a Lifestyles Unlimited lens in Houston? It might change your mind about what you think about Houston. Let's go back 2 years to the summer of 2020. I know it's a painful time because the summer of 2020, we were well into the pandemic. We were already tired of it. We were thinking that maybe we were going to get out of it, but that never happened, did it? What's the one thing that you remember mostly about Houston during the summer of 2020? If you went onto a freeway, there's like nobody out, right? There's nobody out. Is vacant, but it's not. That city is alive. The people that are in that city just are not out about. You're right. Driving today is terrible, isn't it? I would venture to say that the roads today are even more congested than they were prior to the pandemic kicking off. I mean, would you agree with me? Now, some of you are going, no, I don't know about that because, you know, there are still people that are working from home. But a lot of that working from home stuff, it's being reined in. Unless you actually have a job where it makes sense for you to work at home, in which case you were probably doing that prior to the pandemic, you're probably being told by your employer, you need to come back to the office because there are certain things that we need to accomplish as a group together that we just can't accomplish through the internet. Whoever owns the company, that's their decision. Whoever is running the company, that's their decision. If you want to be employed by that company, you got to go with their decision, right? Well, let's talk about Houston. Why do I think there's just so much more traffic out there? The Houston metro area added 159,700 jobs. Let's just call it 160,000. 160,000 jobs in 2021. It sounds nuts, doesn't it? Because in 2021, we were still in lockdown, right? Okay, summer of 2021, we tried to come out a little bit, didn't we? And it didn't quite work out that way, right? Okay, it is what it is. But Houston, in the middle of a pandemic, added almost 160,000 jobs. How did they do that? How did they do that in a pandemic? Well, it's simple. People applied for jobs. They were selected for those jobs. Those jobs happened to be in Houston. The people that applied for those jobs, they either live in Houston or they don't. If they live in Houston, not a problem. Okay, they're already in the city where the job's at. So if they need to go to the job site, it's pretty easy. You just, well, traffic, I get it. But you just go to the job site, right? But let's say you apply for the job and you live in a place like, I don't know, Oklahoma City. That's a tough commute. I mean, you could do it, but no, I wouldn't do that. That's too long. So what do people do when they live in Oklahoma City, but they take a job that's in Houston? Well, they pack up all their stuff. They grab the spouse, they grab the kids, they get in the U-Haul, and they start driving. They start driving to Houston. And when they get to Houston, they start looking for a place to live. And here's the problem that they're finding. There's not a lot of great places to rent. There's not a lot of great places to buy because the market is difficult. It's a very difficult market because what's going on in Houston. Now, remember, we're still talking summer of 2021, right? Now, think about the family that just came from Oklahoma City to Houston. There's a scarcity of rental property. There's a scarcity of property available to buy. Okay. Are you seeing the big picture here? What this means is that housing is strained. I use the word strain. Yeah, strain, strained. You know what that means. You know exactly what it means. It means that that family had a real difficult time finding a place to live. Now, ultimately, people will find a place to live. So at a certain point, this family might have come to Houston and they might have said, well, we want to buy. And they looked around, and they tried to buy, but because they needed to use an FHA loan to buy a house, they competed for properties, but they kept getting outbid by people that were coming in with all cash. So that may have dashed their dreams. So then they may have thought, okay, well, forget about the buying thing. Let's just go rent a place because I'm tired of living in a hotel. I'm just tired of it. So they start looking for rental property. And they go to different places and they find some places that seem to work for them, but there's no vacancies. And then they start looking in other areas. So what people that tend to rent tend to do is they tend to look at where are they going to spend the majority of their time? Like, you know, kids have to go to school, right? So maybe you want to choose a neighborhood that has good schools. Unless you're going to homeschool, then it doesn't matter, right? Okay, the other thing you may look at is proximity to the work site. Okay, maybe you don't want to like rent in North Houston, but have a job in South Houston because now you have to travel all the way through Houston to get to work and back. And that could be very painful. You know exactly what I'm talking about, trying to cross through downtown, right? So they'll look in specific areas. And if they don't find what they're looking for, they will tend to expand their area that they're looking in. All right. Now, this is one of these problems that affected people looking to rent back in 2021. They'd go to an apartment community that had one unit available. And they thought, hey, this is great. But just like the housing market, there was like maybe a dozen people applying for that unit. Okay. And maybe they were best qualified, but they weren't the first one in line. So the first one in line was best qualified and they missed out. So what did these people start doing? Start lowering their standards. Oh, it's terrible. And we come back from the break. I'm going to pick this up on the other side.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Stop waiting. Stop sitting around. Stop procrastinating. This is your time. Make it happen. Do it now. When's the best time? Now. People go, well, I don't know. It's going to crash. It's going to be better next year. I've got to listen to four more classes. I love guys come up to me and tell me, you know, I've been listening to you on the radio for 8 years now, right? I go, And you're not rich yet? Well, really, I'm thinking about joining next month. Do it now.
Learn the skills you need to retire with real estate in 5 years or less. Do it now. Register for the Lifestyles Unlimited free online workshop, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
This is Al Gordon, acting as your host today, and we're talking about the Houston market. Yeah, we're talking about a market you're probably very familiar with. And if you're not familiar with it, let's get you familiar with it. Just because you live in a particular area or you have lived in a particular area, it doesn't expose you to the information that you need so that you can make solid decisions about investing correctly. It's as simple as that. The Houston market was one of seven major cities in the United States that has fully recovered to pre-pandemic employment numbers. Yeah, you heard me correctly. So what does that mean? Okay, let's just picture the entire United States. You know, like we're the weather person on your favorite news channel and they show the entire map of the United States up there. Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to focus on the contiguous 48 states. I love Alaska, I love Hawaii, but we'll just keep them out of play for right now. As you're imagining the entire United States, I want you to imagine all these major cities across the United States. Now, there's a whole bunch on the East Coast, right? And there's a whole bunch on the West Coast. And then there's some that, you know, kind of run along the Rocky Mountains. And then there's some that come right down the Great Plains. And then there's some that are in the mountainous regions between the Great Plains and the East Coast, right? Yeah. And then there's that thing called Florida down there too, right? Okay. So here's the point. By now, you've identified in your mind at least 20, probably 30 or more major cities. When I was taking your mind through the map, you were identifying major cities. Okay. Every one of those cities you identified, to include the ones you didn't identify, were affected by the pandemic. Every one of them was materially affected by the pandemic, meaning its citizens were told to stay home, not to social distance, and to get through this, right? And as a result of that, that behavior, that human behavior in our economy affected our economy. There is a correlation. This is Al's opinion. There is a correlation between those cities that went what I would consider to the furthest extreme. Okay, I'm not saying anybody did anything right or did anything wrong. I think those that were in charge did what they felt was appropriate as they represented their constituency. Whether we liked it or not, we voted them into office and we gave them the authority. Okay, so that's the way it is. But those cities that were more aggressive on trying to pursue the pandemic process, I can't even say it nice, they're the ones that were affected the most. Reason being, if you look at Texas, I live in Texas, okay? If you look at Texas, Texas was one of those states that tried to stay as far away from lockdowns, as far away from, you know, the recommendations made by the CDC as possible. As opposed to other states, here I'll pick on California because I used to live in California for a long time, so I feel like it's appropriate for me to pick on California. California went to a completely different extreme. I have a lot of friends back there that, you know, they were following different processes and procedures. They were receiving different information about how to combat the pandemic. They really were. Trust me, the messaging received in Los Angeles was different than the messaging received in the Hill Country of Texas. I'm just laying it out for you. Now, here's the other comparison. If you're talking about a place like Los Angeles, where everybody literally lives on top of each other, maybe you have to go to an extra level of protection. Maybe you have to, just because the density of the human race in that location. Okay, I'm not the smart guy that makes those decisions. I'm not. But people did make those decisions. What we are seeing, however, is that the seven cities that have emerged from the pandemic to where their employment numbers meet or exceed what their employment numbers were prior to the pandemic, there's only seven cities that have accomplished that, and Houston's one of them. Okay? This is important because what this tells you is that people were migrating away from wherever they were, and they were coming to Houston. Yeah, there are more people living in your geographic region. There are. Now, just because the job numbers go up doesn't necessarily mean that people move in. It doesn't necessarily mean that. But I would be very, very, very safe to say, I think it's very safe to say that people do move for jobs. They do. They move for jobs. And during the pandemic, I think a lot of people were kind of taking a look around at where they were living, what they were paying, and realizing that maybe they live in a beautiful part of the country, but they don't really get to enjoy it that much because they're always working. So rather than, say, rent an apartment in San Francisco, a little studio apartment for, say, I don't know, $3,250 a month, because that's probably about the going rate for a studio in San Francisco, they could move to a place like, oh, I don't know, Austin, Texas, and they could get like a two-bedroom apartment for like $2,800 a month. Live in a better community, live in a nicer apartment, and still enjoy the fact that they're probably working too hard. Okay, doesn't matter about that. Let's get back to Houston, because that's why you're here. So the region's recovery overall. Now, Houston's a part of like a regional area. Okay, and Houston is a major metropolitan area. So it kind of has its own little infrastructure. But here's the thing. The recovery's been uneven. And the reason the recovery has been uneven is because, well, we've never had to deal with a pandemic. And we're doing the best that we can. But here's the good news. The economic growth that Houston is demonstrating, it's very strong. Very strong. It's at 57.3%. Yeah, 57.3%. You're going, what does that mean? What does that mean? It just means it's a good market. Here's the thing. I don't want you to get wrapped up in the minutia of what I'm looking at, because what I'm looking at is basically an overview of what the economic conditions of Houston have been up until like 3 days ago. Serious. So it's all backwards looking. Yeah, everything that you're going to research when you decide what markets you want to invest in, you're going to be looking at research that was done in the past. Yeah, because we have not figured out how to do research that accurately projects the future. We haven't. We try, but there's no perfect model. So what we look at is we look at how are areas trending? How are they growing? What is affecting the economy? And I'll tell you, the Texas Workforce Commission, well, they have no problems sharing information. They don't. And let me just share some of this information with you. These are things that you need to know. First of all, Houston has robust growth. Yeah, robust growth. That's important. I'm throwing some stuff out there. I'm giving you pieces of information. I really can't give you the entire Houston report. I really can't, because I would need probably a 4-hour radio show to go into all of this information that I'm looking at and the significance of the information that I'm looking at. Now, some of the information it doesn't matter to me. Some of it I don't care about. But some of the information I absolutely care about, because it gives me trend data. And with trend data, I can make assumptions about the future. I cannot 100% accurately predict the future. Nobody can. Okay, we're clear on that, right? Human beings cannot do that. We just don't have that skill set. But we've become pretty well versed in seeing what things have done historically and then making assumptions about their behavior in the future. Yeah, you do that with your investments in the stock market. At least your financial planner does, because I know what you're doing for investing. You're just basically having money carved out of your check. You don't even know what you're invested in. And I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying that's kind of what you're doing for investing. Now, me, on the other hand, I'm immersed. And I don't spend like 5 days in the library poring over all this stuff. I don't do that. I'm looking for specific information. And when I find that specific information, I make an assessment of that information. I use that result to tell me whether or not this is a market I want to go into. I mean, it's as simple as that. There are a lot of markets in the United States I am not interested in investing in. And for a lot of the reasons that I've already cited on this show, there are markets that are showing an increase in population. But when you dig into the economic factors of those markets are still trying to recover. It's still painful. Now you may think, well, isn't that where you want to go? Don't you want to go into the area that's the most distressed? I mean, come on, Al, you talk about buying distressed property. Shouldn't we go into maybe a distressed market? And I would say, yes, you should go into a distressed market. However, go into that distressed market after you have seen signs that the market is recovering, because you have the better opportunity for that market to continue to recover as opposed to pull back. Does that make sense? Now, if you go into a market that's declining and that market doesn't hit a bottom, you miss it, you timed it wrong, and that market continues to decline, it's going to materially affect your investment. It will affect your investment. So there are markets that are, in Al's opinion, doing that right now. And I have no interest in any of those markets. As a matter of fact, those seven cities, those are the cities that got my eyes on. Now you want me to rattle them off. You want me to rattle off all seven cities, don't you? And I'm not going to do it. I'm actually going to be that guy today. I'm going to be that guy today, and I'm not going to tell you what the other six cities are. I'm going to be a big, big meanie. Yeah. And here's why I'm not going to tell you. It's really not because I'm a big, big meanie. It's because it's just information. And unless you know what to do with the information, it's just information. And here's the problem. Okay, I told you Houston's one of those cities, right? So what if you decide that, hey, Al said Houston's the way to go? Now, I don't need this Lifestyles Unlimited thing because, you know, I've read a couple books and I know what I'm doing. So you decide to invest in Houston. You go buy an asset. You didn't come to Lifestyles Unlimited. We didn't teach you how to do it correctly. You did what you thought was correct. And then you bought that asset. And then all of a sudden, things go bad for you. Things go bad. And then you're mad at me because I told you to go buy property in Houston. See, that's the thing. I'm not telling you to buy anything. No. All I'm doing is providing you information you can use. Now, the Lifestyles Unlimited members that are listening to this show, they're like, come on, Al, get to the point. Because they want the data. They know that the data that I'm going to kick out here in just a moment is relevant. It's relevant. And I'm actually doing them a favor because they don't have to open up an email to read it. Yeah, because believe it or not, this is data that we share with each other at Lifestyles Unlimited. You didn't know that, did you? You thought Lifestyles Unlimited is just this company where people come in and we like program them to become real estate investors and then we spit them out into the economy. Yeah, kind of like four-year colleges do, right? No, that's not how we do it. No, we do bring you in. We don't take 4 years to educate you. We take 16 hours to educate you, and then we bring you into the culture. The culture. Oh yeah, the culture. See, the culture is where everything happens. The culture is where you hang out with like-minded individuals that are just as educated as you are and have their own specific goals and objectives they're trying to achieve. And you share information with each other. And believe it or not, I go to meetups, I go to events that Lifestyles Unlimited members put on, and I go specifically because I want to have these high-level conversations with people. There's going to be a case study tonight in San Antonio. And I'll tell you what, if you want to be at the case study, you don't even have to be in San Antonio. This thing's going to be broadcast across the nation. If you're not a Lifestyles Unlimited member and you want to check out case study, you want to check out what we do. Oh, this is going to be so cool because tonight I actually have the opportunity to be the kickoff guy. They said, hey, are you going to be there? I'm like, heck yeah, I'm going to be at case study. Like, would you kick it off? And I'm like, sure, I'd love to do that because it gets me excited. It gets me excited to be around all my friends, all my Lifestyles Unlimited buddies. It's awesome. And we're going to talk real estate. And we're going to have three members from across the country present information on deals. We call them deals. Okay. Basically assets that they have acquired, renovated, put back into service. And here's the beautiful thing. This is the one thing that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited that people just have a hard time wrapping their heads around until they become members. We share the information about all the returns. Yeah, we show everything. They bought it for this, they paid that, the renovation was this, the cash out of pocket was that. Here's the rates of return based on these different factors. And what you start to realize is that by investing in real estate, you're going to get much better rates of return than you're getting right now, and you're going to be in control of your own money. Right now, you are not in control of your money. Somebody else controls your money. The government has a rule in place saying if you want to touch that money, it's a 10% penalty. Not to mention you pay all the taxes. And they do that because they want you to be afraid of touching that money. But when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you start to realize that that's a big bag of money. That's your money. You realize that's your money, and nobody gets the right to tell you what to do with your money. It's your money. This is America. It's still America. It's your money. You have rights. So What do those members do? They go take that money out of there. Yeah, they take it out of there. And some of you are going, oh, no, because now they have to pay all the taxes and they have to pay all the penalties. And they might have to. Well, they're definitely going to pay the taxes. There's no getting around the taxes. And the penalty, there are workarounds for that. There are legal remedies to avoid the penalty. We actually have vendors that can help you with that. Doesn't work for everybody, doesn't work on every 401k or IRA, but it's always worth a shot. Because if you can save, say, 10% of $1 million portfolio, wouldn't you want to keep that $100,000 in your pocket? I would. I certainly would. So I promised I was going to share with you the one piece of information that is really going to rock your socks. Okay. Among Texas's five most populous cities, two of them actually lost population. They did. Two of them lost population. Dallas lost 14,777 and Houston lost 11,777. And you're saying, wait a minute, Al, that goes completely against what you're saying. And no, it doesn't, because this is talking about population, and I was talking about jobs. Here's the thing. When Houston lost some of its population, it was a result of the fact that they had not recovered yet, that jobs were, in fact, still not back to pre-pandemic levels. Yeah, the employment numbers were not back. And as a result, Houston did have a loss in population, but it's not a significant loss. 11,777 people is a small number in comparison to the people that live in the city of Houston, not to mention the geographic region all around it. Okay, so I don't see this as significant. I see this as some people left, and it might be a result of the fact that, oh, I don't know, what's going on with the energy sector? Isn't that the one sector in the Houston market that is still getting hammered? And why is it getting hammered? Well, it's probably getting hammered because, well, there's a new administration in the White House. Now, whether you agree with them, whether you don't agree with them, it doesn't matter. There's no place for your agreement or disagreement because that person is making decisions that is affecting you and affecting me. And we just have to be aware of that. And as a result of that, the one economic sector in the city of Houston that's getting hammered is energy. So I think we were just seeing a net loss in energy jobs. But even energy is poised to come back. I'll tell you what, you need to become a member. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you started.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.